Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and it is beautiful. There's no taking anything away from the weather. I got news for you. It's still early enough. Sneak outside for a couple of minutes. You'll be well served. You really, really will. I am waiting to see if Robert Kraft's decision to withhold funding from Columbia University will do anything. I'm hoping that it will. We just heard moments ago Joe Biden issue... Well, you know what? Do me a favor. Germ, can you do 1B real fast, and we're going to talk with Dan Schneider about it?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way, this way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
I didn't know about that. He doesn't know about a damn thing. Look, these are his folks right now who are on these college campuses doing these terrible things. And in just a few weeks, Heidi and Joe and I are supposed to head out to California for Harry's graduation from Stanford. And Heidi, of course, is now finding every single solitary news article talking about planned protests and demonstrations and actions at upcoming commencements. When is this going to end becomes my question. And I don't know about you. I've seen this before. To me, this has every reminder of the 1930s. Dan Schneider is, he's far smarter than I am. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He's one of those guys that we have had on in the past talking about the bias in the media. You know, he's from the Media Research Center. But what many don't know is that Dan, by training, is an attorney, went to Columbia Law School, apparently met his wife there as well. And he's got one or two pieces of insight on this. Dan, I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. It's good being with you. And, yeah, I went to Columbia Law School, and this university president, she's different from the president at Harvard and the president at Penn, who both got in trouble and, of course, got torched and had to get out of there.
Right.
This president at Columbia University was given fair notice. She testified before Congress, and again, they grilled her, basically telling her, don't screw this one up like your colleagues at Harvard and Penn did. At least she was given notice, and look what she's done. She's allowed the pro-terrorists to take over that campus. These are not protests. A protest is verbal. A protest is where you state your opinion using your free speech rights. These people are breaking the law. They have taken over property that does not belong to them. They are advocating for murder and terrorism, and they've actually caused physical harm and combat. You know, they have battered people. These are things that people get arrested for, not honored for.
one of the things, Dan, is even the way the media, and I hate to say it, but I have to include Fox News in this, because we just heard a Fox News report, and they're describing these folks as, quote, pro-Palestine. They're not pro-Palestine, they're pro-Hamas, and they've made that clear with statements like, we are Hamas. Look, I believe people when they tell me things.
Yeah, Jeff, this is a mystery, because there was a thing called Palestine.
Right.
You probably know this. It's what the Romans called the Jews 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. They called it Palestine.
Right.
There's never been an actual group of people called Palestinians. There's never been a country of Palestine. There's been a landmass where Jews had lived for literally thousands of years. The Muslim faith hasn't existed for nearly half that length of time. Nobody is saying that if you're Muslim, you can't live in Israel. No one is saying if you're Muslim, you can't be a citizen. In fact, Israel is the safest place on the planet next to America for Muslims to live. It's the one place where Sunnis and Shias are not killing each other. It's the one place in the world outside of an Islamic nation where Muslims can serve in the military. They can get elected to their state legislature called the Knesset. They serve as doctors, and they have full citizenship rights. They are Israelis, and the Muslims living in Israel actually support Israel. It's these radicals, you know, these terrorists supported by Iran outside of Israel that keep on trying to attack and destroy the Israelis and the Jewish people.
That is such a great point. I want to remind everybody, Dan Schneider is joining us from Media Research Center. Dan, like me, a proud American Jew. He is a graduate of Columbia University School of Law. And Dan, I saw a poll not too long ago that was polling of Muslims living in Israel. And they were essentially asked that question. Are you cool here? You want to go somewhere else? And overwhelmingly, we're like, hey, we're good. You know, with no interest in going to Iran. No, we're not going to Iraq. We get to vote. We're part of this nation. And as you point out, proudly serving in the military, proudly serving in the Knesset. I think there's a Supreme Court justice who is an Arab Israeli or an Israeli Arab. I'm just puzzled by people who either don't understand this or, and this is what I fear, are simply using it as cover for their inner anti-Semitism. These are Jew haters, man.
Yeah, and I just saw that I forget the name of the group, but a trans activist group is wanting to go to what they call Palestine. By that, I assume they mean Gaza, but I'm not sure. But I would caution them, if they care for their lives, they should not go there. These are Americans. They deserve equal protection under the law. And as their co-American, as somebody who cares about their freedom and their lives, please don't go to Gaza, because they'll throw you off of a roof.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is not a place for trans activists or trans people to go.
No, I saw, I think it was in Arizona, there was a drag show, and it was a benefit for folks in Gaza, and they talked about how they wanted to go on the road, and I thought, man, if you really think you're booking a venue in Rafah, you need to get a new travel agent there, my friend. And even the group, Dan, Queers for Palestine. It wouldn't last a second in Gaza, but you and I both know they could go to Tel Aviv tomorrow and nobody would look twice at them.
That's right. In Tel Aviv, it's live and let live. It's you are a human being, and that's what they care about. The Israeli people care about life. This is something, and this may sound controversial to some people, but the heart of Judaism celebrates life.
Yeah.
The heart of Islam celebrates sacrifice. And sacrifice for them means it's worthwhile for 10 Muslims to die to kill one Jew. And of course, I'm talking about the radicalized terrorist Muslims
right.
who think this way.
That's right.
This is why you cannot negotiate for a two-state solution, because one half of this equation will not be satisfied until the other half is a zero, is zilch, is disappeared from the face of the earth.
Now my question to you, Dan, what can we do in the United States? I look at some of this, my wife Heidi, as I mentioned earlier, where we're getting ready, we're going to be heading out to California in a few weeks. My oldest son is graduating from Stanford, and we're aware of planned protests and demonstrations and all of that. I see these banners. I see them at Columbia and NYU and MIT and all of these places where allegedly these folks are just, they're just brilliant, Dan. I mean, they're as smart as kids and professors anywhere, and they have banners that say from the river to the sea, and you ask them and they either, again, do not no, or they look at it and go, well, you know, what's so bad? And I just can't believe that they are that stupid. Are they simply useful?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Idiots.
Yeah, they've been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to believe that there used to be a country called Palestine, that no Jews ever lived in Israel, and that the Jews in what is now known as Israel are occupiers. Yeah. We should educate these people that Israel was actually created lawfully by the United Nations with a unanimous vote to say there shall be a Jewish state called Israel. It was created unanimously by the United Nations on land that the Jews have lived on without any gap for thousands of years.
Right.
Now, again, the Jews living in Israel are welcoming of people of other faiths to be full-fledged citizens of Israel. Yeah. That's not the question. And Israel, by the way, is not a colonial power. It has no interest in trying to colonize any place, whether it's in Africa or South America or the Middle East. It is not an occupier. It is not a colonial power. It simply wants to be a country where Jews can live without threat of termination.
Absolutely. And you know, you're talking about the creation of the modern state of Israel, and folks lose half of that as well. Because at the same time that we're setting up the modern state of Israel, the United Nations is, we're establishing the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, which is where, at least in theory, the folks who are now wearing this T-shirt that says, see, I'm a Palestinian, that was supposed to be, as I recall through my studies, that was going to be a land where they were going to live. But immediately all the guns were turned on Israel, and they've had to fight for this tiny, teeny little piece of land ever since.
Yeah. And look, thank God for Israel. Yeah. Think of all of the things that have benefited the world that have come out of Israel. All the inventions, all the medications, all the medicines, all the technological research and improvements. You know, it's contributed mightily to the world, and also to the defense of the United States of America. Now, obviously, we have been investing in Israel significantly and its defense as our best ally in the entire Middle East. But Israel is returning the favor, and it's providing lots of technology for our own defense now.
So, Dan, I do have to get you to give me some sense with Columbia, right? I am married into a Boston family, so I am a New England Patriots fan. I'm a Bob Kraft fan. Bob Kraft, proud Jewish philanthropist, proud graduate of Columbia, says, you know what? I'm not giving any more money until you clean your act up. Is that enough to get the president of Columbia to say, oh, man, we better get a handle on this stuff?
I'm skeptical. When we saw Claudine Gay get the boot at Harvard, it's only after the plagiarism scandal broke that showed that she over and over and over committed plagiarism. Before that, you know, the Board of Trustees, or whatever they call themselves at Harvard, they had vowed to stand by her and her anti-Semitism. What will the governing body at Columbia do? I don't know. You know, do they have any ounce of self-respect? I don't know. Will they do the right thing? And their president, who again was given fair notice by Congress, like,
yes,
get your act together.
That's right.
Don't screw this one up like Harvard and Penn did.
Yep.
And she has done nothing but protect the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist agitators on campus.
As an alum, Dan, do you get emails or letters from Columbia updating you on this stuff?
No. I've asked the development people to stop calling me as well. They don't need my money, and I'm not going to fund the kind of outrageous things that are happening at Columbia University.
Yeah. One of the things that even Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, who is, he's hardly a member of our vast right-wing conspiracy, but even he points out, hey, Columbia University is private property. And for us to dispatch the New York City Police Department, we have to have an invitation. I mean, it sounds like the vampire stories where you have to invite the vampire in before something can happen. Can the New York City Police Department, should the New York City Police Department be standing by watching this? I you're an attorney. I'm a former cop. I couldn't stand on the other side of the street, Dan, and see this and say, oh, well, you know, it's their yard. They can do what they want.
I had to scratch my head when I heard Eric Adams say that they can't go on campus unless they're invited. It's like, you know, when a drug deal goes down in somebody's house or a meth lab is discovered in somebody's house,
yeah,
the police don't wait to go in. You know, they take action. They're not invited by the criminals.
That's right.
You know, to come in. So if there are crimes being committed on the Columbia campus, unless there was some disposition granted by the King of England that exists today on that campus about how it will remain a police-free zone without invitation, then I don't understand what Eric Adams is talking about.
Well, I don't see this getting better anytime soon. My fear is that the images we're seeing from your alma mater and from other schools, they're reminiscent of the Nazis standing on the steps of the University of Vienna back in the 1930s.
Yeah. The difference today is that the great bulk of American people, both on the left and the right, support Israel and support religious freedom.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's the conservative side of America that is more forceful in these views and more strongly supportive of religious rights and liberty. But the great bulk of Americans are scratching their heads saying, this is sick. But the left now controls academia from top to bottom.
No doubt.
And this is maybe it's a new kind of civil war, a civil war that's not really been seen in the world. You know, one where it's an ideological divide that cannot be bridged through reason. You know, I don't know. You know, these people have to go. They've got to be terminated. They've got to be fired. The governors, especially red states that oversee these boards of regents and their universities, it's time for these Republican governors to take a stand and tell their boards of regents, you know, that diversity of opinion is mandatory, that no longer will conservatives be excluded from faculty. Look across our college campuses in the public school system. Look at all those Virginia schools, all of them.
Yep.
They're all so out of whack when it comes to diversity of opinion. When I went to college and law school decades ago, it was, of course, still skewed pretty heavily to the left, but there was still some kind of balance. Today, there's virtually no voice on the right. They've all been systematically removed from positions, not replaced. It is just a radical left-wing bastion on these campuses.
It is outrageous. Dan, number one, I thank you for making time for us today. And number two, I'm going to ask you if it would be okay for us to reach out to you again, because your insight is just so spot on. I'd love to get you back with it again.
Sure. Always happy to, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Dan Schneider from MRC, Media Research Center. I'm going to put up the link to MRC. I know we didn't speak about a lot that MRC is doing right now, but there's Dan. Brilliant guy. Absolutely brilliant. Graduate of Columbia University Law School, who is looking at what's going on and saying, hey, what the heck? I mean, really, what exactly is going on? And when are you going to do stuff? Are you going to handle this? That's the question that I have. Honest to goodness, that is the question that I have. And I wish I knew the answer. I wish I could tell you that, oh, well, this event is going to be what gets these people back to the planet Earth. I just don't think so. I think it's going to grow and grow and grow. And now I've got a lovely bride who is concerned about what's going to happen when we go to our oldest boy's graduation. We ought to just be quelling and celebrate. Oh, he's a graduate of Stanford. He's brilliant. Now what? I don't know. Not my problem. Sorry. Undergraduate. That's it. I'm done. Good luck. Go get a job. But we should be just doing nothing but cheering and clapping. And now she's like, well, I don't know. I mean, what's going to happen to the graduation? And then she turns to me and says, and if anything happens, if there are any demonstrations or protests, you can't say anything. Don't do anything. And it's like, well, I don't know how to break it to you. That's not how I'm wired. Hey, tomorrow morning, my buddy John Reed is going to be here. Please make sure you're listening to John. It's good to have him back where he belongs. I'm sure there's another adventure coming up anytime. Well, I don't know, maybe later today. Who knows? He's always out and about, which is fun. So please listen to John tomorrow morning starting at 6. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.